We start this hour in Florida, where, as one reporter put it, red tide is killing the Southwest coast. Red tide is a toxic algae bloom, a regular occurrence in Florida, but this year's is so much worse. Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency for 7 counties along the Gulf of Mexico. Scott, a Republican, is running to unseat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson in November, and the two are blaming each other for the disaster. Meanwhile, millions of pounds of dead fish have washed up on Florida's shores. People's livelihoods are threatened. Rachel Wells is general manager and lead tour guide for Riding the Waves Eco Tours in Englewood, Florida. Rachel, how bad is it?
It is definitely the worst I have seen my whole life living here in Florida.
Yeah.
It has affected not only our marine life, our coastal ecosystems, but people's health are now in jeopardy, and also our economy is suffering terribly.
Well, people's health, it's hard to breathe. There's a stench from the dead animals. Is there another way it might be affecting people's health?
Well, the fact that we can't even get out to the beach to enjoy the luxury of walking the beach, swimming in the ocean, observing the wildlife in their natural habitat, it all just kind of wears on you and really makes you appreciate Florida's clean water and when we do have clean water here.
Right. So you can't do the things that make you feel healthy either, which is terrible. And you say affecting the business, it's affected yours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We have ran 3 tours since the first week of July. And we've had to lay off all 7 of our employees. I am the only one on staff currently.
Yeah. Tour guides, office workers, there's maybe a dockhand there.
Correct.
Yeah, but that's it. And was this because you felt you had to stop, or did people stop coming?
Yeah. I mean, if we won't physically expose ourselves to the water, we can't encourage visitors to potentially expose them to unhealthy water conditions. We just don't feel it's the right thing to do, and we're trying to take the high road here.
Yeah. Have you seen some of the dead wildlife?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, it is absolutely heartbreaking. We've had 2 dead manatees pulled in here to the marina that we work at. I've seen dead sea turtles out there on the beaches, hundreds and hundreds of dead fish surrounding our bayside waterways.
Oh, terrible. There have been dolphins killed, and manatees are huge, and so it just...
They are. They're little gentle giants, well, big gentle giants, and to see them dying due to the toxic algae blooms, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, as we said, this is algae. It happens all up and down the coast at different times. But this is incredibly bad. And as you probably know, researchers are pointing at human activity, things like nitrogen-rich materials like fertilizer that run off into waters. Mm-hmm. And this is the fertilizer that's used all over your coast for sugarcane, tomato, corn growth. This feeds the algae. When the nitrogen gets to the ocean, the algae grows. And, of course, there's climate change. Rising temperatures mm-hmm. drive it. And researchers at the University of Florida and the University of North Carolina say climate change will severely affect the ability to control blooms and in some cases could make it impossible. Are you worried that because of climate change, this is the new normal?
We're hoping that this is not the new normal. And myself, as well as other local businesses, we're trying to bring awareness to the situation and try and have people take responsibility for our daily actions and then force other businesses to take responsibility so that this does not become Florida's new normal.
Yeah. What would you tell people who are hearing this and are thinking, I'm not coming?
Well, I would say become educated on the situation. If you're able to relocate your vacation plans, maybe to an area that's not being directly affected, that might be a great suggestion for people. But if you do come to the area, support our local businesses in one way or the other. We're really hurting down here. We really are. But we're all trying to be on the same page and working together to bring awareness and push for immediate action to be taken.
Yeah. And again, you talk about what you can do on a local level. But as you know, there's a big dust up politically over this. Governor Scott is blaming Senator Nelson. Senator Nelson is blaming Governor Scott. They're both mm-hmm. Running in the midterms in the fall. What would you like to say to them?
this is a big election year for Florida, and this is going to be a turning point. And at the moment, a lot of us locals and people living here in Florida, we are putting parties to the side, and we're saying we need someone that is going to prioritize clean water for Florida. That is what we're looking for, and that's what we absolutely need to have.
That's Rachel Wells, General Manager, Lead Tour Guide for Riding the Waves, a boat tour company based in Englewood on Florida's southwest coast. Keep them in mind, you know. But, Rachel, we just wish you the best.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time.